Malcolm Chapman is the new coordinator of Rapid City's Human Relations Commission. He's glad the group was revamped rather than abolished because discrimination is real and people need a place to go for recourse. Chapman says that HRC will also focus on prevention through hosting educational events with Mini Luzaha Akola Kichiapi ambassadors. MOA has hosted events on race relations, inequity, and how local history can explain these issues.
And it's my hope that we do so much of this proactive when we make it so robust in the community and create venues where people can come together and learn together, that we drive down seriously the need for some of the reactive. There will always be complaints of that nature, but less maybe.
The HRC's first event focused on resources and different approaches to helping the homeless and other vulnerable communities in Rapid City. Nishaya Charger is 19 and a member of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. She grew up in Rapid City, but her family left because they couldn't find affordable housing.
Honestly, what was making me wary of coming back was I didn't think that they were doing literally anything to not only help Native people, but people in general.
But Charger says this event and her recent visits to Rapid City are making her reconsider.
I don't know, it was just really nice seeing all the speakers and hearing all the questions and how many support services there are nowadays, because back when I was living here, there was not this many and we were not connected like this. There wasn't even conversations really going on back when I lived here, so.
Charger says she's especially happy about Creek Patrol, a group of volunteers who walk Rapid Creek at night to make sure unhoused people are safe. For SDPB, I'm Ariel Zients in Rapid City.